Make your weekend better at Buena Connection Brewing Company. Fresh craft beer, great vibes, and a tap room perfect for kicking back. Grab a pint, bring friends, and enjoy the weekend at Buena Connection Brewing Company. Go to BuenaConnectionBrewing.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beverage Chronicles, the show where every pour tells a story. I'm your host, Gary Monteroso, and each week we bring you the latest beverage news from around the corner and around the globe. Whether it's beer, wine, spirits, coffee, or the newest zero-proof trends, we are here to keep you informed. But we're not just about the headlines. We're here to help you make smarter choices. From insider buying tips to budget-friendly recommendations and seasonal must-tries, our goal is to guide you through the ever-growing world of drinks with confidence and curiosity. So, settle in, raise a glass, and join us as we explore the stories, the people, and the flavors shaping today's beverage landscape. This is Beverage Chronicles. Let's get started. Straight bourbon whiskey. Oh man, where do I even start? If you are a fan of sipping something smooth with a kick that tells a real American story, straight bourbon is your spirit animal. It's not just any whiskey, it's the gold standard of brown booze. Born right here in the USA, with rules so strict it feels like the government's way of saying, only the best gets our stamp. Grab a glass, maybe a couple of ice cubes if that's your vibe, and let's dive into what makes straight bourbon so darn special. I'll keep it real. No fancy jargon, just good old conversation about why this stuff deserves a spot on your bar cart. First of all, what's the deal with straight bourbon? Bourbon itself has to be made in the United States, no exceptions. Not Canada or Scotland, just our soil. It needs at least 51% corn in the mash bill. That's the mix of grains, which gives it that sweet caramel backbone. Then there's rye for spice, barley for enzymes to kick off the fermentation, and it's all distilled to no more than 160 proof, entered into the barrel at no higher than 125 proof. But straight bourbon, that's where it levels up. By law, it has to age at least 2 years in new charred oak barrels. No shortcuts, no reused wood, fresh char every time, pulling those vanilla, toffee, and smoky notes straight from American white oak. If it's aged 4 years or more, it can say the age on the label, like 8-year straight bourbon. Anything less than 2 years, it can't call itself straight. It's like the whiskey equivalent of earning your black belt. Proven time in the Oak Dojo. Kentucky's the king, of course, producing about 95% of the world's bourbon. Places like Bardstown and Louisville are meccas, with a bourbon trail winding through distilleries that have been at it since the 1700s. But don't sleep on the other spots. Indiana, Tennessee, even if they call theirs something else sometimes, and a handful in Texas are jumping in. The history, well, traces back to Scottish-Irish immigrants in the late 1700s, settling in the Appalachians. They had corn aplenty from Native American farming techniques, pure limestone water filtering through Kentucky's caves, no iron, so no funky flavors, and oak barrels, because that's what you used back then to ship corn whiskey down the Ohio River to New Orleans. A guy named Elijah Craig gets credit for charring the barrels around 1789. But honestly, it was probably a happy accident. Fire in the rickhouse or something. Either way, boom, modern bourbon was born. Now, the magic happens in those barrels. After distillation, the clear white dog spirit goes into charred oaks, and for years, sometimes even decades, it breathes, expands, contracts with the seasons. Kentucky's rickhouses aren't climate controlled like Scotch warehouses. The wild temperature swings, and I'm talking about the brutal summers and the chilly winters, make the bourbon dump in and out of the wood more aggressively, soaking up deeper flavors. You get vanilla from the Charles lignin breakdown, caramel from sugars toasting, tannins for that dry finish, and if it's a high rye bourbon, a spicy rye kick that dances on your tongue. Wheated bourbons, like Maker's Mark, swap rye for wheat, making them softer, more dessert-like. Think bread pudding in a glass. Tasting one? Start with the nose, swirl it, sniff deep. Straight bourbons hit with corn sweetness, maybe orchard fruit, baking spices. Sip neat or with a splash. Don't drown it in cola unless you're tailgating. The palate unfolds in layers. Caramel up front, then oak spice, maybe chocolate or tobacco, finishing with a warm linger. Entry-level straight bourbons like Buffalo Trace, aged around 8 to 10 years, no age statement, but it's solid, are gateway drugs, $25 to $30 a bottle, complex enough to hook you. Step up to Blanton's, the first single barrel bourbon, with its horse stopper bottle and notes of citrus and butterscotch. Or go old school with Wild Turkey 101, high proof, bold rye spice, perfect for cocktails. Oh, just a great drink. Speaking of mixes, straight bourbon shines in classics. Old fashioned, bourbon, sugar, bitters, orange twist, stirred, not shaken. Manhattan, bourbon, sweet vermouth, Angostura, or just highball it with ginger ale for summer. But the real joy is neat, letting those 2+ years of aging sing. Fun fact, during Prohibition, bourbon distilleries stayed open if they made medicinal whiskey. Doctors wrote rye in prescriptions, but bourbon saved the day. These days, straight bourbon's hotter than ever. The craft boom means more players. Small distilleries crafting high rye or finished in rum cask experiments. All still straight by law. But it's not all hype. Supply chains got wrecked post-pandemic. So allocated bottles like Pappy Van Winkle, 15, 20, 23 years, fetch thousands on the secondary market. Don't chase unicorns, plenty of everyday gems. Weeders like Weller Special Reserve or high-proof beasts like E.H. Taylor Barrel Proof deliver without breaking the bank. Pairing? Well, straight bourbon loves barbecue. Smoky brisket cuts the sweetness. Chocolate desserts amp the vanilla. Or cheese. Sharp cheddar or blue plays off the oak. One myth to bust. Bourbon doesn't have to be from Bourbon County, Kentucky. That's just the old name that stuck. And no, it's not sweeter than Scotch inherently. It's the corn and the char. Another, all bourbons are smooth after 2 years? Nah. Mm-mm. Proof and mash bill matter. Higher rye means more bite. Sustainability's big now, too. Distilleries like Heaven Hill recycle spent grains for animal feed, and oak forests are managed. Climate change? Hotter rickhouses mean faster aging, but also more angel share, that's evaporation, up to 4% a year lost to the wood. If you're new, build a basic lineup. Buffalo Trace as your daily sipper. Woodford Reserve, that's balanced. Elijah Craig Small Batch, that's the value king. Collect labels you love. Straight bourbon's regulated, so consistent quality. Join a bourbon club or hit a festival. The community's welcoming, full of stories. In the end, straight bourbon's about heritage in a bottle. Rugged pioneers, family recipes passed down, innovation without losing soul. It's casual enough for bonfires, sophisticated for dinners, and next time you're pouring one, raise a glass to the corn farmers, the barrel makers, and the rickhouse guardians who make it happen. Cheers to straight bourbon, America's spirit, straight up.
It's Leslie Jesperson, your everyday celebrity, and today we're talking about how influence, storytelling, and reputation shape what we buy. We're talking about price because a price tag is not just telling you how much something costs, it's sending a message. That price tag is doing your PR before anyone ever says a word about the product. So let's think about a really high-priced champagne like Dom Perignon, right? When you see that bottle, your brain immediately goes to celebration or a milestone, luxury, something that is a big moment that you are going to remember for the rest of your life. That bottle is not showing up at a random Tuesday girls' night. It is showing up at massive weddings, at business launches. That is all intentional. The price, the bottle design, and the name is all part of that story, that narrative. Before you ever taste it, the brand has already told you what kind of moment it belongs to. And that is influence at the shelf level. This does not mean that you just jack up your prices and call it premium, because that quality has to be there. That experience and that trust also has to match. So when price and quality come together, people will feel confident choosing it. They will feel proud bringing it to the table. Everybody is going to remember when you show up at an event with this. They feel like it really represents something. And remember, people are not just buying beverages. They're buying meaning. They're buying status. They're buying those memorable moments. And they buy how something fits into their lives. A well-priced product will become part of a ritual, of those celebrations, and part of someone's personal brand. I see it all the time on Instagram. That is how a drink becomes way more than just a drink. It is a status symbol. And once you start noticing this, you're gonna see it everywhere. You will see how certain bottles feel like they belong in certain spaces. You will see how the pricing creates the anticipation, and you will see how that confidence creates desire. The brands that stand out, they're not always the loudest, they are the clearest. They know what they represent, they know where they belong, and they let the price reflect that story. I'm Leslie Jesperson, and if you're curious about how branding, PR, and influence shape what people choose, you can find more about me at lesliejesperson.com. That's J-E-S-P-E-R-S-E-N.
You may not consider cellaring beer in the same manner as you do with wine, but even if you simply enjoy having a case ready for spontaneous gatherings, you want it to taste its finest, especially if you've invested in something unique from a local craft brewery. Most beers are best enjoyed fresh, ideally within about 3 months. This is especially true for pale ales, IPAs, and wheat beers. If you keep them consistently refrigerated, you can extend this to 6 months. Lagers also provide the best flavor when consumed within 4 to 6 months. Only certain beer styles can be stored for longer periods, and it may actually enhance the flavor with age. Beers with high ABV, sour beers, and barley wines can all be cellared for years instead of months, developing new and intricate flavors. The duration that beer retains its optimal taste will depend on proper storage conditions. It's really essential to keep it away from light, as well as to maintain a cool temperature. Consistent temperature is crucial, which is why storing beer at room temperature, like in the pantry, can be problematic. Even in cooler climates, there can be variations in ambient temperature. If you have the room, storing it in the refrigerator will meet all these requirements. A little bit earlier, you heard from Leslie Jesperson. Thanks, Leslie. And that's it for this week's episode of Beverage Chronicles. Gary Monterosso saying thanks for joining us. We will be back again next week. Stay well, everyone.